it's a complete massacre. It's terrorism in reverse. It's a state terrorism that aimed at purely civilian and infrastructure. The slaughter of civilians, such intensity and savagery really by the Israeli war machine that has produced almost 600 Lebanese dead, and so far 95% of these are civilians, so including ambulance workers, UN observers, Canadians. It's totally indiscriminate and barbaric, really.
You mentioned the Israeli war machine. They're very well equipped, very sophisticated. Where does that weaponry come from?
Well, they talk about the Hezbollah receiving financial and military help from Iran and Syria. Well, that could be the case. I would never deny that. But I think if one looks closely at what the Israeli have, they have the latest weapons. It's the fourth strongest nation in the world militarily. They receive all their weapons from the United States, including, in addition to financial aid. So the American Secretary of State was in Lebanon only 3 months ago, saying, praising the Lebanese democracy and also praising the development of Lebanon. And yet 3 months later, she can sit on the sideline watching this country being destroyed totally. And the invasion of Lebanon and the destruction of Lebanon was not instantaneous. It was planned, because immediately they knew exactly where to hit, what to hit. So they were just waiting for that trigger to happen.
Now, in wider terms, has the U.S. been a critical factor in all this? It's clearly, from what you're saying, it is, but is that the sum total of their involvement?
Oh, their involvement. I mean, if they offered 2 days ago $30 million to Lebanon in humanitarian aid, and at the same time they were sending airplanes, American airplanes, with aviation fuel and certain missiles that will be used by the Israeli against the Lebanese and Palestinians. So what a very hypocritical position to be in, the American. On one hand, they're giving humanitarian aid. On the other, they are the one that's behind all this destruction.
You mentioned Hezbollah. In general, what has been the Australian-Palestinian view of Hezbollah and Hamas in relation to the Palestinian cause, in general terms?
In general terms, well, Hezbollah is a really very similar to Hamas. It's a community-based organization, religious organization as such. They provide all the services in Lebanon that's on the education level, on medical level, hospitals and so on. So they serve the poorer section of the Lebanese community, who are the Shiite. Therefore, they represent the Shiite, and their strengths come from the popular support within the community of Lebanon. And now the Lebanese of all sections are united behind them because of that savagery of the Israeli attack.
And so the attack has actually intensified support.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, in the beginning, the first 2 days, Hezbollah felt a little bit isolated, because some Lebanese, they were against what Hezbollah did, but because of the intensity of the Israeli bombing and indiscriminate bombing against civilians, so the Lebanese community, even the government, has united behind Hezbollah to defend Lebanon and its right.
What do you think of the idea being advanced by the Israeli government, Prime Ministers Howard and Blair, President Bush and others, that the very strong and sustained Israeli retaliation to the capture of the Israeli soldiers is justified in terms of the so-called war on terror?
Well, the war on terror phrase is a very loose phrase. I mean, if we look at what happened in Lebanon, I go back to my point earlier, and that is that 95% of the Lebanese deaths, that 600 deaths, 95% are civilians. When you look on the Israeli side, it's 75% of the Israeli death is military. So if you look at the figures on themselves, you can see who the terrorist is in this particular conflict. So what Hezbollah did by kidnapping these soldiers was to, they've been trying for the last 6 years to have their prisoners released and to have the farms that the Israeli are holding as occupied territory returned to them. And the Israelis just weren't interested for the last 6 years they have. So when you have Shiite Hezbollah prisoners in Israel and over 1,000 Palestinian prisoners, well, these prisoners were not walking in Tel Aviv or Haifa. They were kidnapped from either Lebanon or from the Palestinian territory. So if people want to talk about breaking the international law, Hezbollah, by going into Israel and kidnapping the two soldiers, well, Israel has been doing it for the last 30 years, and specifically in the last 5 years, in 2000. In the year 2000, Israel had 7,000 Palestinian prisoners. Today they have over 10,000. They keep on... They're what they call target killing. Anybody that's associated politically, they either arrest him or they kill him. And most of the Palestinian leadership at the moment, the leadership that is very powerful, very well connected, is in prison. So when we talk about breaking international law, Israel has been breaking it almost on a daily basis.